In this bulletin, the Liberals spruik their first homebuyer scheme as Labor matches the plan. Torres Strait Islanders take their fury over climate change to the United Nations. And celebrations continue as Manchester City claims the English Premier League title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he isn't sure if his plan to help some Australians buy their first home more easily will increase house prices. Under the new home deposit scheme, the government would offer loan guarantees for around 10,000 first home buyers, allowing them to buy properties with deposits of just 5%. Mr. Morrison is confident the scheme won't push housing prices lower, arguing the same wouldn't be true if Labor's plans to reform housing tax breaks are fulfilled. He's also criticised the Labor Party for matching the plan just hours after the announcement.
Labor is say they want to mimic our policy, but it's like putting your foot on the accelerator and the brake at the same time. Labor wants to put a housing tax on the housing industry and undermine the very value of the home someone's seeking to buy, which actually increases the risk.
New polling suggests Labor is still on track to win Saturday's federal election. The news poll published in The Australian shows the Labor Party is leading 51-49% on a two-party preferred basis. The coalition's primary vote has risen to 39% and Labor's to 37. Opposition leader Bill Shorten's personal approval rating is up 3 points to 38%, while Prime Minister Scott Morrison's has dropped slightly to 45%. A Swedish prosecutor is expected to announce whether she plans to reopen a preliminary investigation into rape charges against the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mr. Assange sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 while facing extradition to Sweden in connection with a sexual assault investigation based on allegations from two women he met there in 2010. He denies the allegations. A group of Torres Strait Islanders is going to the United Nations to accuse the Morrison government of breaching their human rights over its inaction on climate change. The group says they're losing their homes due to rising sea levels and will lodge an official complaint with the UN Human Rights Committee in Geneva. The complaint argues that the government's failure to adequately cut emissions and build defences such as seawalls has violated their basic human rights to life and culture. Contestants from 41 countries, including Australia, have walked an orange carpet in Tel Aviv for the opening ceremony of Eurovision 2019, brushing aside security concerns and calls for a boycott. The 64th Eurovision Song Contest holds semi-finals in Tel Aviv on Tuesday and Thursday, ahead of the grand final on Saturday. Classically trained singer-songwriter Kate Miller-Heidke is Australia's Eurovision representative and will sing her song Zero Gravity. Amid protests over the decision to hold the contest in Israel, the 38-year-old says she's excited to take part.
I thought deeply about the decision to come here and I stand by that decision now. I think Eurovision was created with a spirit of togetherness, the spirit of breaking down barriers between people and using the power of music and art to come together and be open, and I'm glad I'm here.
To the English Premier League, and Manchester City fans are celebrating after the side retained their Premier League title, surviving a scare to come from behind and outclass Brighton 4-1. City manager Pep Guardiola is overwhelmed with excitement.
We did it. So incredible run, we did it. So amazing. So this league is the best managers that are there, are here, and incredible players, and especially this rival we face this season. So give more and more credit what we have done.
In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic has won his third Madrid Open men's singles title after defeating Greek youngster Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-3, 6-4. The 15-time Grand Slam winner thanks Tsitsipas, adding that he has a bright career ahead of him.
I'm really glad to witness your greatness. But most of all, what I like about you is your personality, and we always get along very well. I've known you, your father, your families for a long time. I remember you since you were much smaller than now. You're now bigger and stronger than me. So it's a pleasure to share this court with you, and hopefully we can have many more battles.
Well, now today's weather. Perth mostly sunny in 23, Adelaide partly cloudy 19, Melbourne also partly cloudy, a top of 18, late showers becoming windy in Hobart 19, Canberra some light frost and 17, Wollongong mostly sunny 21, Sydney also mostly sunny 23, Newcastle partly cloudy 23, Brisbane much the same 25, Cairns a shower or two 28, and Darwin sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.